Hey, this is Reza.
This is Sandy.
Welcome to the Stone Cold Sober Podcast.
Thanks for stopping by. Welcome, everyone, to the 442nd episode of the Stone Cold Sober Podcast. Now that I know that it was my turn to do the introduction, Reza, how was your week?
Yeah, my week was all right. Lena and Gordon are on a trip to Florida. They're visiting Lena's mom for her mom's birthday, as well as visiting some other family that's in town from England. So, yeah, they left on Wednesday. They had a bit of a rough go. Like, we haven't had the best of luck when it comes to the airport. Lena hasn't, I guess, the last couple times she's been. When she was going down to Florida the last time, her flight was delayed, her flight was supposed to leave at, let's say, like 8 p.m., and it kept getting delayed, and eventually they were just like, yeah, we're not leaving until tomorrow. Like, tomorrow morning is basically what it was. I can't remember if they rebooked her onto a different flight in the morning or if it was just delayed that long. But she had to spend the night in the airport that day. And this time, I was a little bit worried, and right before we left, I want to say they sent us a message saying that the flight was going to be delayed by like half an hour or something like that. So okay, that's not too bad. But once they had gotten through security, that delay turned into an hour and a half, and it kept getting pushed back. I want to say it was like a 2.5 to 3 hour delay before they finally left. And it was all weather related. Like, they were having storms down in Florida, and so they basically just had to keep delaying when they would leave so they wouldn't arrive in the thick of it. But so anywho, they flew down on Wednesday. They got there super late at night, and they've been there ever since. So it's just kind of been me here alone by myself. But I've really just kind of been staying busy with work for the most part. Like, the night that they left, I was working till, I don't know, pretty late that night. Then I was able to stay in the office a little bit late on Thursday, which I haven't really been able to do in forever because I always have to make sure I get back to pick up Gordon from daycare and, you know, get him ready, you know, their whole bedtime routine. You want to keep him up too late, and then you end up screwing up his schedule for the next day. So yeah, I was able to do that, which was nice because I don't like having to kind of stop everything that I'm doing on a dime and get out. You know, sometimes you're really in the groove, and it sucks to have to quit at that moment when you feel like you're close, and it takes a little bit of time the next day to get back into it. But anywho, yeah, Friday I worked from home, and then this weekend's really just kind of been chilling, relaxing. I've done a few errands too. Like, we had a dehumidifier, an old water cooler that we needed to get rid of, so I drove those out to the recycling center that takes them. Today I was doing some work in Gordon's room, so I was putting up a couple of shelves, and he spilled some hot chocolate in his room. I'm not actually sure why he had hot chocolate in his room the other day, but he spilled hot chocolate in his room. It was like right along the baseboard. And so we ended up prying it up because we didn't want to get like moldy or, you know, just like ants or anything with all the sugar or whatever it is. So we pried up that little the cord around going around the room. And so I had to put some new one down. So I was working on that today too. But honestly, that's kind of really been it. You know, they get back on Wednesday. It's lonely. I hate how quiet it is. Like, that's the big thing. You know, you're in this house. There's a whole bunch of space, and no one else is around. You know, the extent of with which if volume is coming out of anywhere is literally where I am at any given moment. So, yeah, pretty quiet. But I'm not gonna, you know, not gonna complain too hard. I'm glad that they're able to get some time with family and everything. So. Yeah, what about you? What have you been up to this week?
I mean, it's been a pretty busy time at work, and so your comment about not always wanting to essentially like sign off on a dime is mm-hmm. something that I really can understand, especially when you find yourself in the groove towards the end of the day. I'm not someone who can force themselves to enter a groove. Like, we're gonna enter the groove from like 8 to 9 a.m. It's like, no, sometimes it comes when it comes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think what I'm trying to do is try to create as much of a pattern as possible so that I don't want to say I'm training my body, but I'm just trying to optimize as much of the day as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work more of a 9 to 9 schedule, or even like a, you know, more of a 9 to 1 a.m. schedule for a good bit there very recently.
Uh-huh.
And now it's just not possible to do that. And so what I try to do is more of a 7 to 5 or like an 8 to 5, which is a very big difference for me. But yeah, in order to do that, I have to make sure that I am super, super efficient with my time, considering I'm also in meetings all day. And so I think you'll notice, I don't know if you have noticed, but I've been a lot quieter in the Slack channel. Like I come in much less frequently than I used to. But it's kind of cool to see you guys are building that computer or what have you.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry about your monitor.
Oh man. Yeah. But, I can explain that one actually. I forgot about that part.
Yeah, what happened to your monitor?
Yeah, so I told you last week that I got we went to like Micro Center, got some new components. Lena, I'm going to be helping her build a computer for work, and I upgraded a couple of components for myself. And as I was putting in the new stuff today, on Friday, I was my case is laying like when you build these computers, you generally lay your computer like the case on its side, and my case has glass panels on both sides of it, and they're just held together with the magnet. And so as I'm like doing a couple of different things, I have to take the computer from its side and maybe stand it back up so I can start wiring some things in. And so when I was picking it up from its side, at this point, I was explaining to Lena the other day, I had actually finished building it already. And I was, Harry helped me realize that I screwed something up. Like, I thought there was no input for the USB 2.0 devices on my case. And it turned out it was kind of on the side of the motherboard, and it was super hard to access. So I ended up having to take the whole motherboard out of the computer, disconnecting most of everything to do this. It ended up taking so much longer than it was supposed to have. So as I'm like in this like final stages, I'm really just kind of done with it. I want it to be over with. I'm not as careful as I had been previously. So when I had previously had the computer on its side, when I lifted it up, I made sure that the glass door didn't open up as I'm lifting it, because, you know, I don't want to break or anything. But this time I picked it up, and I picked it up much faster. And so by the time I realized that the door that was coming off the magnet and opening, it was scratching against my monitor. And so it left this like, I don't know, inch and a half ish gash on the screen coming up from the bottom left corner of it. And, you know, and it's not a cheap monitor, so I'm not going to buy a new monitor or anything, but there's a scratch I'm looking at right now. I looked online and found a couple of solutions that, like, while it's not going to fix your monitor, it can make it less noticeable. So I tried to clean it up a little bit. Like, apparently what you see a lot of the time when you scratch your monitor, because it's glass, the silica, the glass is kind of like set into the cut. And so the pixels behind, when they light up, you're not seeing any of the pixels because there's just so much light distortion with those little particles. And so you could try to clean it out a little bit. And then they said to put petroleum jelly, like you apply a little petroleum jelly into it, and it can help, you know, prevent some of that, the light distortion, I guess. And so I did that, and the scratch is now much less thick. So it's not as noticeable as it was. I mean, it's certainly still very noticeable, but it's not as much as it was. So, anyhow, a little bit bummed about that, but it's all right.
Yeah.
Could have been worse, I guess.
No, it's just been like something that I've been much more of a passive, I'll say, participant in the group chat. I think my group chat, my group chat experience, mm-hmm. or activity is basically just around not words, the puzzle that we do every day.
And just like, right, you know,
from there, it's just like, I gotta bounce. But, you know, going back to that whole thing, just working a lot. We had a couple of tough nights with Riley. We're trying to nail down a schedule. So whether that's keeping her up during the day or having her nap only a certain amount, And then at night, making sure that she gets a certain number of feeds in to ensure, because on Saturday night and Sunday, well, Friday night and Saturday night, she was actually able to sleep like 6 hours at night. So that gave us like some of the best sleep we've had in a while. And so we're really just trying to, you know, keep that going as much as we can. The weather actually warmed up a little bit up here this weekend. So both Saturday morning and Sunday morning, we put Riley in the stroller, took Oliver with us, and we walked from our apartment to Central Park, and we were like out for, you know, on Saturday morning, I'd say at around 8 a.m. We were out there for about 2 hours, just walking around, enjoying the sun, getting some good exercise in, because Carol and I, I'm real soft around the midsection. I'll say that right now. Haven't run since November. And so I'm really trying to like start to build that habit back up. And once it feels like I've got my schedule under control, and then, I mean, Carolyn's parents came in today for Easter. They drove in from Long Island. They cooked all the food and they brought it in. It was just nice to sort of,
nice,
you know, have a really, really chill Easter. That's really it. I mean, I have another big week of work coming up, and it's going to be like this because I take the second half of my paternity leave end of Q2. And so I think it's like from June 17th to July 10th is like the next 3 weeks. And there's like a lot of work that needs to get done. And as you can see at the top left of top right of your computer, tomorrow is April 1st. And so April is going to be a big month. May is going to be a big month. So that when it comes to June, you know, I'm not leaving my team in the lurch. So I had to do something very similar in Q1, right before Carolyn went to labor, where there was like 12 weeks worth of work, and I did like, and I only had 10 weeks of availability. But, you know, we got around 13 to 15 weeks worth of work done. And so it's just one of those things that just has to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got some interesting conversations at work that'll be coming up. So hopefully there's some good news coming out of that. But that's what a lot of the work right now is, just like, you know, heads down, pushing through, and we'll see if we get something cool on the other side of it.
I see. Yeah. Well, I hope to hear how it goes. It's exciting.
Yeah, you know, actually, a friend had a 35th birthday dinner on Friday night, and one of my friend's friends, she's with this doctor that's in Philly, and so she lives in Villanova now. Me and this woman, we went to school together at NYU. I think she went to like Wharton to get her MBA. And she was like, you know, when she says we, she means her and her, I believe her and her husband, or a long-term partner. They're like, we moved to Ardmore first to figure out where we wanted to live along the main line. And then she was like, you know, we looked at Villanova, we looked at, you know, all these places. And I just stopped her and go, hey, listen, I got to stop you real quick. It's just so refreshing and funny and nostalgic to hear all these town names, because I actually know exactly where they all are, you know? And so we were like, not sharing necessarily, but we were like commiserating on our Zillow updates in terms of like, you know, she said that she lives in the Lower Merion School District, but she's in like spitting distance of the Radnor School District.
Okay.
And she said that her and her partner bought their forever home, but until they were able to win and close on this current home, they put in offers for 17 homes. And I go, I remember that time. I remember that time because I think they've been there for like maybe 2 or 3 years. And so, I remember when people were, you know, you put up a good home, you got to line out the block and you had to be ready to put an offer. And as you know, rather quickly, and there was like cash competing offers, over asking, waiving everything, and it was just so I told her that there's a non-zero chance that we become future neighbors living along the main line. So
I gotta say, when we went through our home buying experience, while it felt bad then, we didn't run into nearly as much trouble as we've heard other people have. So overall, largely quite fortunate for us. I don't know if it just got much more competitive, if we were just kind of in a favorable area where the competition wasn't quite as stiff as it was in a city like New York. But yeah, I'm so glad we didn't have quite that much difficulty. Like, even the one or two times that we experienced at the home that we liked, that we were interested in, did, you know, we lost out on it. I hated having to like start over and feel like I needed to be on Zillow to capture every new home that got posted at a particular time to make sure I got enough like eyes on it quickly enough that we could put an offer in like immediately based off of just those pictures alone. So I would not have wanted to do that, you know, 17 different times. That's crazy. It's nuts.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do have to jump. We have to keep this short today.
No problem.
I have to sort of feed Riley now and get her back to bed. So,
yeah.
It was a good catching up, but I mean, you and I will talk tomorrow. So.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. Well, I'm Reza.
I'm Sandy. Thanks so much for listening. See everyone next week.